Scott, the very first question for our very first reader segment is, where can I find the best paella in Central Florida?
Good paella. Boy, I was sitting at a cafe on the Mediterranean in a resort town called Sitges. This particular cafe specialized in paella. And I'm sitting there in Spain with the Mediterranean right there and lapping up. And it just suddenly dawned on me, I just don't care all that much for paella. But I respect paella. I understand that good paella really takes a lot of effort, and it's very difficult to do it right. And with that said, we do have a few places in town that I can recommend that do a really wonderful paella. One is Mi Tomatina, which is in Winter Park's West End. And I also like El Bodegon, which is off of most people's radar. It's up next to Rocco's Italian Grill in Winter Park. Now, one thing that you should know about some of the restaurants that do paellas is that they require that you order them in advance.
Well, that seems unusual in this day and age. Do the restaurants that you recommend require that?
I don't think that's the case with El Bodegon. It wasn't when I was there, but because it is a rather involved process and it can take a long time, most of them now, though, have it prepped and just like everything else in a restaurant, it's ready to go.
Next question we have here is very restaurant specific. What's the latest with Rocco's Tacos opening on Sand Lake Road?
Right. Full name, Rocco's Tacos and Tequila Bar. They're scheduled to go into the Samba Room location on Restaurant Row. They announced that they would be going in there, or actually I announced it on my website, and they thought they would be open in spring of this year, but they're not open. Latest is that they will be open in August now, so we'll keep an eye on them. Rocco's Tacos is out of South Florida. They've got a few locations down there, and I've been to the one in Fort Lauderdale. It's a very young crowd, very boisterous, a lot of noise, and from what I hear, one of the features is that this did not happen when I was there. The owner is known to get up on top of the bar with a bottle of tequila and just go down the bar and pouring it directly into patrons' mouth.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Sounds like fun, huh? we'll wait to judge until we see.
The next question comes from someone who is a Florida native and a recent transplant, he says, from Miami to Central Florida, who wants to know if you have suggestions or if you've reviewed Cuban restaurants in Central Florida. He says he's looking for an all-around Cuban restaurant that can satisfy his Miami palate, whether it's a traditional Cuban sandwich for lunch or ropa vieja for dinner.
We got them. We've got good Cuban restaurants. I like Rincon Cubano in Winter Park. It's on Forsyth Road, just south of University Drive. Small place, not a lot of atmosphere, but really, really good food. I also like Padrino's in South Orlando. It's almost North Kissimmee, Hunters Creek area. And this is a more of a bistro atmosphere, a little bit more upscale. Another one in East Orlando called, creatively enough, Authentic Cuban Cafe. Again, just a small storefront, but they do a wonderful black bean soup. They're very, very proud of their Cuban sandwich. And just really nice people. Happy to see you come in, and that always counts for a lot in my book.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.